Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Welcome to our Japa Inspiration. One of the greatest discoveries I made in regards to chanting the holy name was that it became clear to me that you have to attain the state of absorption while you chant. Absorption is a state of the mind where one is totally involved in something, totally engrossed, or if you want to use another word, fully present. I once saw in the airport a religious person involved in prayer. He was really there. He was really praying. The busyness of the airport didn't touch him. He was not distracted. When he was finished, he got up and he noticed, wow, I missed the announcement which told me about my flight. And he actually had been so absorbed that he had to take a later flight. I'm not saying this is the ideal, that we totally forget everything else if we need to remember it. But what if there's something we don't need to remember? The mental noise, the many thoughts, the many distractions, the many moods. Absorption is the art to bring us to a state where all this does not exist and where Krishna is fully present. When my spiritual master looked for the best expression of what is it that bhakti wants to confer to people, he came to the expression Krishna consciousness. The Padma Purana explains very clearly that the goal of our spiritual life is to always think of Krishna and to never forget him. Full absorption, in other words. Fully being conscious of Krishna. Now, japa is a means to practice this. Japa is a means to come to this level. And if we do not take full advantage of this practice, we might never learn to become spiritually minded. We will always, in some way or another, be connected with the world of illusion, the world of Maya. So how to practice absorption in japa? It's very easy. Take the senses and fully engage them. The hand is there, counting the japa on the beads. The ears are there, hearing the sound vibration. And more, most important, the tongue makes the very good sound vibration. In other words, absorption can be attained by being fully there in what you are doing. It's a yogic practice. It's a meditation practice. And more than anything, it's a practice to bring you to blissful Krishna consciousness. So chant the name with good pronunciation. Listen to it with full attention. And then use your hand in counting the beads as you go along into the wide ocean of the nectar of the holy name, where you are totally absorbed, totally immersed, and where you come out as a totally spiritually charged person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.